This is Dr. Sachdeva, Sachdeva, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Esteban Rojas. First name is Esteban, E-S-T-E-B-A-N. Last name is Rojas, R-O-S-A-S. Date of birth, 9/27/2018. This letter is being written to Dr. Farda Qureshi. First name is Farda, F-A-R-D-A, Farda. Last name is Qureshi, Q-U-R-E-S-H-I. Address 500 East Remington Drive, Suite 15, Sunnyvale, California, 94087. Telephone number 408-730-2200. Fax number 408-730-4900. Dear Dr. Farda Qureshi, F-A-R-D-A, last name is Qureshi, Q-U-R-E-S-H-I. Thank you for asking me to see this 5-year-old child in allergy consultation, period. His history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Esteban is a 5-year-old autistic youngster who has minor history of wheezing and coughing, but that seems to be doing quite well, period. There is also history of minor nasal congestion and some snoring, period. I gave him some Singulair, and he was significantly improved, period. Lung functions could not be performed because of lack of cooperation. Period. This youngster, he has never had any obvious food reactions or allergies, and his diet is pretty much restricted, period. Although there is a dog in the family, period. There are no other obvious please strike that out. On day-to-day basis, he does not seem to have any persistent wheezing or coughing or any asthma problems, period. He seems to sleep well, period. Family also has a nebulizer, but that is rarely used, period. Family has EpiPen that was given to him, that was given to the family for possible anaphylactic reaction, period. This youngster had dinner in September 2023, following that he developed low-grade hives and some angioedema, period. There was no history of any vomiting, diarrhea, wheezing, stridor, or anything else to suggest anaphylaxis, period. I reviewed cell phone pictures, and there was significant lipedema and tongue edema with hives, period. Certainly this could be due to some food allergy or some other non-specific viral infection, period. No other significant history or any factors that might lead to this episode could be elicited, period. In any event, this child was taken to VMC and was appropriately treated with oral medications. I don't believe he received any EpiPen in the hospital, period. Because of the significant because of a significant angioedema, EpiPen was given, but it has never been used. Period. Examination on the day on 6/17/24 revealed a very pleasant autistic child who had minor, who had occasional ronchi bilaterally. Period. Nasal. There was minor nasal stuffiness. Period. His examination is quite consistent with the diagnosis of allergic rhinitis and low grade wheezing. Period. Singulair was given to the family. Singulair was given, and that has resulted in significant improvement. Period. Family insisted that some allergy testing be done. Period. However, skin testing could not be performed. So I did some in vitro testing, and results are as follows. Number one, total IgE 176, and that is normal. Number two, allergy testing to multiple foods, nuts, pollens, molds. Was not very revealing. Period. Only positive reactions are number one, Timothy grass. Number two, white ash tree. Number three, cat and dog dander. Specifically. No positive reactions to any food were identified, period. This would pretty much rule out any significant allergic reaction to any foods, period. This was discussed with the family, and they were quite relieved to hear that it's very unlikely that he had a significant food reaction, period. With that in mind, I told them to continue to have EpiPen available if there are any significant anaphylactic reactions. Period. Certainly, his skin reactions could be treated with a dose of Benadryl. Period. My final diagnosis: number one, history of dermatographism. Number two, minor allergic rhinitis. Number three, minor history of asthma. Number four, one episode of angioedema and urticaria, but no evidence of any anaphylaxis, period. My treatment plan: continue Singulair for allergy symptoms. Number two, use Benadryl if there are any if there is any urticaria or angioedema. Number three, EpiPen can be used if there is anything to suggest anaphylaxis. Number four, more workup might be necessary if he continues to have more episodes of angioedema or hives or anything to suggest an allergic or autoimmune etiology, period. Overall, I believe this child should do quite well, period. I have asked the family to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well-care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation, own patient, Esteban Rosas.